Blog Talk Radio.
The idolatry of religion. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46:10. What an amazing declaration from the Lord God. He has given definitive pronouncement that he will be exalted among the nations and in the earth realm. It is critical to both know and understand that he is God alone and that he sits on the throne of grace and mercy as well as the throne of judgment. He has vehemently rejected all idols. He directs his children to be still, which means to be silent, to be dumbstruck, and or to die to one's own selfish desire. It also means to cut off, cut down, rest, cease, be at peace, tarry, and wait or serve. Today, on Pathway to Truth Radio, the idolatry of religion. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome once again to Pathways to Truth Radio. I'm your host, Nick Danger. Joining me on the wheels of steel, Brother Frank Billions. Brother Frank, Pathways to Truth Nation, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, man, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah, man, good to hear your voice this morning, man. It's an excellent topic, man, that we're going to discuss this morning, man. I'm glad we finally got around to talking about idolatry.
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, you know, it's funny. The last book that I wrote called The Idol Factory, What and Who Do You Worship, I hadn't really got a chance to talk about it.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can here's a selfless plug. You can go to www.lulu.com. And just go to Nicholas Carl Moore, and it'll take you right to my bookstore, and all my stuff is available, as well as Frank's books. Frank, tell them what your website is again for your books.
Yeah, it's www.frankbillions.com. That's FrancBillions.com.
All right. So that's our two shameless plugs this morning. We're going to go right into the topic today. This show, we're dedicating this show to the many Christians who have fallen prey to the tricks of the enemy and basically mortgaged their spiritual legacies on misguided infatuation with idols.
Yeah.
We have been preoccupied, Brother Frank, with chasing material wealth, owning the next best gadget, and gaining notoriety, which has blinded us to the things that really matter in life. You know, we've lost our sense of community. We have a redefined marriage and family and love at a cost to great. It's just too great to quantify. So our obsession for idols has exceeded our love for God. And that's what we're talking about today, brother. That the idols have replaced the one true God in our hearts and minds, and our passion for our favorite sports teams, not the word of God. We listen to our iconic motivational speaker or life coach over our parents, and we prefer a lusty and sordid novel over the scriptures. Here's my last thing here. We have been desensitized by the blatant vulgarity of our media, the movies, the videos, YouTube, live streaming, smartphones, everything, right? Nothing is off limits. And each year, our churches and synagogues and other religious institutions push the envelope even more by edifying the men and women that stand in the pulpits above the Lord God. So today on Pathways to Truth Radio, we're going to talk about the idolatry of religion. Brother Frank.
Oh, man. Without a doubt, man. And it's so vast, man. The information that the Lord God in his word, man, gives to us to help us to not walk after, man, other gods, man. And, you know, Nick, one thing that I was thinking about, man, is that the majority of the folks, man, they don't even know that they're doing it. Simply because, man, they won't study God's word, man. People won't look to God's word and for guidance and help, man, on are they doing the thing right, man? Are they doing it correctly? Are they walking after the Spirit of God correctly, man? They say they're Christians. But like you said earlier, man, they have been so desensitized with the things of God and righteousness that they walking by the flesh and thinking that they're doing right. And it's so many things that people are worshiping that they don't even realize. But we're going to talk about a few of those things this morning, man, and hopefully, man, we can get some people to kind of just think about their actions and their situation that they're in, man, and why they're not prospering, man, and why they're continuing to be in the same old circle of life that they're walking in, man. So yeah, man, this is really important to get the information out there, because most people think, Nick, that idol worshiping is like the statues of old and carvings and paintings and stuff like that, man, but it's far from that. Way, 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 way deeper than that.
Oh yeah. 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 There I wanna start out talking about man made idols.
Okay.
I wanna start talking about man made idols. Okay, so in God's word in Acts 17 it says this. This is Acts 17, 24, and 25. God, who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples with hands.
Yeah.
Okay. I really want to stop right there, but I'm going to keep reading.
Yeah.
Frank, that's so good, I got to read that again.
God,
who has made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things. Okay. Now you had to be dead to miss that, but I'm gonna help the dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so the heart of man, Brother Frank, the heart of man is ruthless in his pursuit of carnality. I've been saying for years that there is no limit to the depths of human selfishness.
That's right.
So here's the question we're asking the Pathways of Truth audience this morning, nationwide and globally. I got two questions. Are you holding hands with your idol? Actually, three. Are you sleeping with the enemy? And are you cheating on God with the devil? Let's start there.
Wow, man. You know, man, all three, most people, it's a resounding yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm guilty of doing all three of those. Most people are guilty of all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, man. See, I want to make sure that throughout this show, man, that we kind of help people to understand, and we're walking through it, help people to understand how they are doing it. So idolatry is simply the worship of idols. Okay, what that means is idolatry is the extreme admiration, love, of reverence for something or someone other than God. They are in admiration to, let's just say, some parents glorify their children. See, some parents, I mean, they truly adorn their child. The child is their world. So some parents have excessive devotion to their child. The child is being worshipped instead of the one true God. See, that's idolatry.
Yes.
Man, listen, bro, that runs rampant.
It sure does.
Nick, if you glamorize a child because the child is cute and always pampering the child and praising the child and want to show off the child, your glorious child to this world, I want you to know that the Lord God will destroy your graven image of that child.
Yeah.
See, people done built up a graven image of a child, and they glamorize the child, and when the child grows up, and God tears down your graven image of the child that you tried to lift up and build up, God is saying that I will have no other God before me. And you don't realize that you're treating your child like a God because you spending all your valuable time praising and wanting people to see your glory. Nick, man, I mean, parents can value their children more than God. That's what we're saying.
Hey, that's pretty plain, what you just said. So now, the that falls under the personal idol. The three main idols are personal idols, religious idols, and cultural idols. So the personal idols are, which is what you just got finished talking about, this reverence and for their children, these are those desires and temptations that individuals commonly pursue. Greed, sex, power, various forms of personal indulgences and or group experiences, orgies, and all kinds of stuff that doesn't mean you don't have an opportunity to go out and have a good time and enjoy yourself. But what it does mean is that the thing that you engage in supersedes everything else in your life to the point of to defaulting on those spiritual things, those things that are holy and that have integrity that would lift up in the eyes of others as a born believer, born again believer. I mean, it doesn't mean believers can't go to football games or movies and things or take trips. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the individual that goes to the excess, where the thing or the person becomes bigger than God or more important than God, dominates their lives and creates a false sense of hope and worship for that particular thing or person. That's what we're talking about.
Yes, without a doubt. You see, man, people and children are blessings, but mm-hmm. people are taking God's gift to them to raise up a child properly after the things of God, not after the things of this world, and not to be glamorized within themselves. We don't want to be raising a child up and putting them higher than everything else. Okay, the child is their hero, bruh. they're blessing. That's what they're saying. They are thinking about the hero more than God. That's idolatry.
Yes.
Another thing I was thinking about, Big Brother Nick, man, is I thought about this because we have this also with people, man. If a person, every thought is about their personal appearance, that's idolatry.
Yes. I'm glad you said that.
Brother, man, if the first priority in our lives, okay, check this out now. If the first priority in our lives is our family, even that is idolatry.
Yeah.
In Big Brother, Apostle Paul's letter to the Colossians, he mentioned covetousness.
Oh yeah.
Which is greed, which is idolatry. Okay. So what we're basically saying, like you mentioned before, idolatry is not just venerating a statue, a carving, or a painting. That's what people are looking at idolatry yet.
Right.
No, idolatry is that you think that you a guy and you think you're prettier than a woman, and the only thing you think about is your personal appearance.
Yeah.
Because somebody will call you cute one day. Somebody done told a woman that, you know, them braids look, a guy, some old scruffy guy done told a girl, you know, girl, you look good in them braids. She been wearing braids ever since.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, you know, you look good in your locks. Hey, she won't even, look, hair down to her butt now. She won't even cut them locks. Them won't wash them, won't do nothing. The guy said it 15 years ago.
Still got half the bed in the head, pieces of corn, lint, all ashy and whatnot. The hanging on to, this is a perfect segue into the cultural idols, because these are the idols that present themselves whenever we pursue our hopes and ambitions through the deception, promises of the enemy. Our words are the words of the ideologies of the world and manipulative paradigms of darkness. What do I mean? I'm saying this. We are prolific at making idols, okay, as humans.
Yeah.
But the idols that we make are more spiritual than physical. That's the point that I want to get across, Brother Frank, is that the idols are more spiritual. They produce physical manifestations, which are really more ideologies and thoughts, ambitions, and hopes. You talked about clinging on to a compliment for 20 years.
Yes, sir.
Never mind that your feet is all jacked up and toenails crooked and you got heels look like you've been kicking sand. That don't matter. The fact you still dealing with Jimbo told you 20 years ago your hair looked nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so what this idolatry does, Brother Frank, in terms of our relationship with God, it destroys our relationship with God because it corrupts our commitment to God, number one. It corrupts our commitment. Number one, it corrupts our commitment to God. That's Deuteronomy 31 and 16. And number two, it causes spiritual confusion. It cripples our discernment of righteousness and holiness. Okay, then number three, it gives place to a deceived heart, which misleads us. Only got two more. Number four, this is talking about how idolatry destroys our relationship with God. Number four, it causes the abomination of pursuing man-made idols and breaking God's covenant. And lastly, It allows evil spirits to influence and weaken us. That's what idolatry does.
Yes. It simply blinds us, Nick, from and cut off our hearing from God, man.
Yeah.
We can't even get any spiritual insight on things because we've been so blinded by the idols, man.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Look, man, God says in his word, the Father said that, you shall have no other God before me.
Yeah.
Okay, man, listen, man. See, people read that stuff, but they don't meditate on what he's saying. They say all the scriptures, but they don't never really just break it down and try to understand what is God saying. Other gods, I don't have no other gods before him. And they stop right there. They stop their meditation right there. No, I believe in God. I don't believe in none of the other stuff. Not knowing that the money has become their God.
Yep.
People are in bondage. People are in bondage right now, bruh. What? Listen, bruh. They say they don't have the unction to go and visit their cousin in California, but it cost $1,500. And listen, they so were bound by the $1,500, thinking that's too much, they will never go and visit their cousin in California over $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the cousin do not come back east to see them, they won't ever get to see their cousin, man. And God gave them, I'm saying, man, you need to go and visit your cousin over there in California, man. Man, it's $1,500. I can't, man, you know what I can do with $1,500? I'm not paying no $1,500 for no plane flight and no hotel, man. I can do a whole lot of $1,500. Bruh, they'll stay right down in Mount Holly for the rest of their life, man.
Absolutely.
Listen, man. Now they done took the God of money, and they don't put the God of money before God. So they can't hear clearly, man. He wasn't just talking about the imaginary deities that we feel are ridiculous to us in this day and time.
Yeah.
Listen, bruh. Nick, you know very well, man. $1,500 will keep somebody bound.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Half, a third of that. Hey, many people spend the majority of their life making $20 decisions. Much less,
yes.
$1,500.
Yes, man.
Let's go.
Boy,
there.
They can't make $20 decision. They can't make a $20 decision.
Frank, we have to ask the question. Do these are the questions for reflection based on what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Pathways of Truth Nation. Do you know the common idols in your life? Are you willing to ask God to reveal those idols to you? And do you see your heart and mind as an idol-making factory? I said idol factory.
Yeah.
Wait, listen, Brother Frank, I want to just say this real quick. When we think about a factory, what comes to mind is creating something through mass production, right? We get the picture of the old Ford plants they used to show us all the time when the cars just rolling. So
yeah.
The reason why they have to build factories is because there's a high demand.
That's right.
So mass production plus mass consumption equal idolatry. That's the idolatry equation. I'm gonna give it to y'all, and I'm gonna give it to you for free. Mass production plus mass consumption equals idolatry.
Yes.
If people don't want it, need it or like it, the manufacturer won't produce it.
That's right.
That's economics 101.
That's economics 101.
That's spiritual economics 101.
That's that basic equation right there.
Yes, sir.
You know, I like that. So because people think that the imaginary deity is what God is talking about, but they don't even believe in those things these days like they did of the times of old. When they set these graven images and these carvings and stuff up and they bow down to them, you know, we don't even think about that. But people do not even realize that they bowing down to their child every day.
Yeah.
They bowing down to that little bit of money that they got in the bank every day. Bruh, listen, man. There are people, Nick. We know these people. There are people who have children probably that's doing well, but the children done took a job and moved somewhere else, and because of $1,500, they can't go and see them.
Yeah.
If the child don't come and see them, they won't go.
Right.
That's idolatry. Nick, man, the Lord God, he was talking about anything you place as numero uno in your heart ahead of him. And like you said, man, we can go to the factory and see all the things that they done placed ahead of God.
Mm-hmm.
The idol factory, man, it's just not producing one thing.
No. They're tireless workers because these are the workers of iniquity. So these demons work night and day. Okay, so listen, the demon of lust, he works right next to the demon of profanity.
Yes, sir.
Hey, that's what their job is day in, day out. And they are producing all kinds of stuff. See, they don't like each other, but they will definitely work in tandem with one another to corrupt you or to kill you or to destroy your faith. So, you know, the demon of lust, the demon of envy, They despise one another. They're not nice demons. No such thing, nice demons. But they will collaborate. They will team up. They'll say, Brother Frank, you know, I can't stand you, but we gonna work together to get fuego. We can agree on that, can't we? Because I get. You can get his lust. You go after his lust. I'm gonna go after his profanity.
Yeah.
And we gonna get him. That's how they do. And then they create something to entice Brother Fuego. They manufacture something, an idol, an image, or something. We heard him the other day talking over a bowl of cereal that he really really liked. Jennifer Lopez.
So we got to
put those images of Jennifer Lopez in his head, and then when he sees her, we got to make him say all kind of foul and defiled stuff to ignite his lust.
Hey, man,
this is how they do it, man. This might sound extreme, but this is how they do this thing. It's in the Word. I'm telling you.
Yes, it's in the Word.
So the spiritual adultery begins. We'll talk about that. This is where spiritual adultery begins, because now we're abandoning the faith, we're abandoning God, and we're cheating on God with something or someone other than Him. And so So Exodus 34:13. I want you to comment on this, Brother Frank. Exodus 34:13 emphatically states, "Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." Wait a minute. He said, "My name is Jealous."
Yes.
And what that word means in Hebrew is kana, which means one demanding exclusive service or attention. In other words, God is saying, I am exclusive. You can't cheat on me because I'm jealous. As a matter of fact, my name is Jealous. Go ahead, Brother Frank.
He's so jealous that if a pastor, you know, he want me in relationship with him, but the pastor done entice me to trust and believe in everything about him. He's so jealous he'll kill the pastor. Oh, you got to hear what I'm saying. Listen, man. He's so jealous. He will kill a husband.
Yeah.
Listen, man. He's so jealous, he'll just turn you over to the demons. He said this right here. Now this stuff right here, he's not playing with this. See, I fear God. This is one of the things that God used to put fear in my heart of him. When I started meditating on idolatry and the things of the spirit that caused me to worship things beside God, and I started reading and studying and meditating God's word on, hey, man, I think I'm doing some of this stuff. Man, I better check myself. So he said that, be still and know that I am the Lord. Okay, look, man. When he said to me, be still, and you better think about who I am because I'm the Lord God, bruh, I had to intentionally stop what I'm doing and think about the situation in my life and the thought that's going through my head. And I better get that correct, man, because our fear came in. The fear of God came in.
Mm.
See, he was saying to me, and then I messed around and read, brother, he was jealous.
Yeah.
Man, you know what a jealous husband can do, man.
Yeah.
Man. You have a jealous husband, and he mess around and find a dude with his wife or something. Look, man, this dude blank,
yes,
man. This dude don't even hesitate. A jealous spirit? Oh, man, you better be careful with that, man.
Oh, yeah. It's extremely dangerous.
It's extremely dangerous, man. So what he did for me, As a believer of Christ Jesus, Nick, I had to intentionally stop what I was doing and examine the critical issues in my Christian life in and outside of the church.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it right there.
Okay, listen, man. Then he taught me that tithing was a, look, people were treating tithing as an idol, bro. That's idolatry.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got hit, man. Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, doing everything that the pastor tells you to do, that's idolatry.
Yep.
Listen, pastors going all these different places, man, wanting you to come, wanting you to do this, and every time he say something, you jump up and go, and God told you to take your family out to dinner, you leave the pastor alone, and he can go on by his way, by himself. He can carry his own Bible. He can get his own glass of water.
Yeah.
I need for you to take your family out to dinner somewhere. No, he can't do that because he's worshiping the pastor, and the pastor is his idol. So he's following after the pastor. He's afraid to tell the pastor no.
Yeah.
He's not even paying attention to what God's saying. So God said, man, this dude don't even care that I'm jealous. Okay, I got something for them.
Oh. Wow,
okay.
Brother Frank, these demons. We taught in the past that as a result of the revelation of the seven deadly sins, these are real. These are demons, and these demons are assigned to these idols, and that they have names. They are clearly identified in the Word of God, but many times, too many times, they're just scathed over, not even touched, because the teaching that's associated with it reveals the calamity of man. It reveals the lust and the unrighteousness of most men and women that are teaching it. So I want to review real quick. In the Word of God, that these are the demons, and these are their names. The spirit of pride is assigned to Lucifer. The spirit of lust is assigned to Asmodeus. The spirit of wrath is assigned to Satan. The spirit of gluttony is assigned to Beelzebub. The spirit of greed is assigned to Mammon. The spirit of sloth or slothfulness is assigned to Belphegor, and the spirit of envy is assigned to Leviathan. All of these demons are idols. They have names, and they have an assignment to kill, to steal, and destroy the faith of believers who are otherwise in service to the kingdom of God and the Lord God, our Savior, Jesus Christ. I just wanted to mention to you that I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. You can go study these on your own. But these are the seven demons associated with building up the idolatry kingdom. But there is good news. Jesus has overcome the world.
I'm so glad that you put that in there. That is the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And listen, Jesus is the solution.
Yeah.
See, the solution to this problem is simply Christ's admonition to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yeah.
See, that's what we said. That's what we were talking about at the beginning of the show. The problem is, Nick, the folks are not seeking God's word, taking the time to read, study, meditate God's word to see what his righteousness says. Because, see, Nick, just as long as I wasn't reading this Bible and meditating and studying it, man, the word, I was leaning to my own understanding.
Yes.
It wasn't until I started meditating what God was saying and taking my time and reading it really slow, I mean real slow, man, verse by verse, man, line by line. I had to get an understanding line by line. You just can't start off and just read a whole chapter and think you're going to get some understanding. No, man, break down line by line to understand the one line before you go to the next line, one verse before you go to the next verse. That's how you have to study and meditate God's word. Get understanding. That's and all you're getting, get that. So once I started meditating and reading God's word, I realized that everything I was doing, it was backwards. I was wrong. I was as wrong as I could be, man, with some of the way I was thinking, man, and what I was doing. But because I didn't have God's righteousness and God's word on it, I thought I was right. I was just as wrong as I can be. Listen, I thought that when the pastor them told me and all the people come up there on Sunday morning telling me that I'm supposed to be paying 10% of my earning, man, they had convinced me that that was right. But I got God's word on it, Nick.
Yeah.
Look, man, I was wrong as I could be.
Yep.
Oh, man. So I realized that when I focused on the solution, which was Christ Jesus, and seeking the kingdom first, see, Nick, people stop at seek ye the kingdom of God first. They stop right there. See, they don't believe that there's a second, a third, a fourth, and a fifth. See, I can seek anything second, third, fourth, and fifth, but I just got to seek God's kingdom first. So once I put him first, what happened to me is that, okay, he taught me that, all right, now that you're seeking me first, I'm going to show you how to seek things second. But what people have done was relegated everything to the church. See, they think that they can't do anything spiritual or anything with outreach or anything in the marketplace outside the church, Nick.
Yeah.
So they won't go and volunteer nowhere outside of the church. So let the church do something with the church. They're just not going to pick up on their own and go and do it. You know, they
gotta
get credit for it. Go ahead.
I'm glad you said that. One of the scriptures I read earlier said that in Acts 17 says that the Lord God does not dwell in temples built with human hands. I was talking to an associate the other day about that, asking their opinion, and they would stupefy. A high-ranking member of the church. What are you saying, Brother Nick? I said, I'm not saying anything. I just read to you what the Bible said. What do you think about that? Are you saying, he said to me again, that God is not in the church? I said, I'm not saying anything. Again, I'm not saying anything. I didn't write that. I wasn't even here. I was with my Father in the heavenlies when that was written. I said, but what I'm saying to you is, I said, the revelation is this. Don't get caught up in your building. Because you didn't build the building for me. He said he didn't need it. Right there, the next line says, I don't need nothing that y'all can build me with your hands.
Yes.
Brother Frank is right there in black and white.
Yes, right there.
Don't get mad at me because you didn't read it. Or
right.
You didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's a level of ignorance, not stupidity. Now two different things. There's a level of ignorance, and ignorance is not knowing.
Yeah.
Stupidity is being comfortable with not knowing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. So we clear that up today. Okay.
Yeah. Real comfortable with
so not. if you ignorant. And you comfortable with that, you're stupid. But if you're just ignorant, the word of God can fix that.
Yeah.
And so I want to spend the last few minutes of the show talking about how do we, Brother Frank, how to kill you. I want to talk about how do you kill your idols. I want to read something real quick.
Go ahead.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. That's Colossians 3:1-5. So So what we're talking about here is how to kill your idols, right, Brother Frank?
Yes, sir.
This is how you he just told you how to replace them. He said, set your mind on Christ.
Yeah.
He thought it was going to give you something deep.
No, it's not.
Hey, I just read what Paul wrote. Paul said, look, you gotta put to death those things that are, you listen, an adult knows before they do anything whether it's evil or not.
Mm-hmm.
We spent years ministering to men in prison and still do. And the overriding theme that they always say is that, man, I knew exactly what I was doing, but I didn't think I was going to get caught.
That's it.
And when I got caught, I act like I didn't know what I was doing. I act like I didn't know that transporting, you know, 20 kilos of cocaine across state line was against the law.
Right.
Yeah. So they can laugh about it now because they're sober. They have been vindicated of all unrighteousness. They're paying their debt. They have admitted their fault. They've come clean with God, and God has forgiven them, and now they can move on with their lives.
Yeah.
You got to replace the idol by thinking on high things. And it's more an act of who you are and what you do, how you live, how you present Christ to another person versus what you say or what your T-shirt says or how big the cross is around your neck.
Yeah.
Those things don't mean anything. But what matters is Christ in your heart, as Paul said, replacing the wickedness and the unrighteousness and unholiness with righteousness, glorification, and holiness. That's the first step. Go ahead, Brother Frank.
Brother, you made me think about how that's the reason why, Nick, people make wrong choices in life because of idolatry.
Yeah.
They just make wrong choices, man. People do not realize that. Having too many friends, that's idolatry.
Mm-hmm.
People want to have so many friends. Friends will take up your time doing nothing. Listen, all of God's time will be gone in your life because of your friends. The only time you have is to try to talk and answer and text and do stuff with your friends. You don't have time to pause and meditate on the things of God because you're too busy trying to communicate with your friends all the time. You take pride in having a bunch of friends. That's idolatry.
Wow.
You don't even spend the quality time with your husband because of your friends. Oh,
wow.
Man, people are in debt too long because they are valuing trying to please the creditors by making their payments on time to increase their credit score. That's idolatry. I got to have a high credit score. I gotta get me another credit card so I can increase my credit score. I need to get me a car. I need to get me a house payment. I need to do some more stuff to increase my credit. Can y'all give me some information on how I can increase my credit score? Listen, they really don't even love credit. Don't like credit. They just like the fact that that it's prideful to have a high credit score. But they don't have no money. They just got credit. Now, Nick, man, idolatry has people valuing fear instead of faith.
Yes.
those guys that you named, them seven demons, they all about fear, bro.
Yep.
Listen, they need your fear like God needs your faith. So the little money you have in the bank, mammy will have you to be afraid for the rest of your life that you might lose your money. So people will be afraid to go and visit their son in California, bro, because they're $1,500. Mammy, I have you so afraid to do that. Oh, man. Listen, bro. Listen, man. Okay. I realize this right here, man. I'm just going to say this because people are wrong. And I'm going to tell you why people are wrong, man. The Bible is a very, very simple book to read, man. I mean, listen, bro. It's real simple. It's really simple to understand it. I thought they made me think that the Bible was hard, man, and that you can't understand this stuff. But the problem is that you too lazy. Man, listen, I don't know the understanding and meaning of all these words in the Bible. That's why I have a dictionary. That's why I have a strong concordance. Man, so you can just, okay, I don't understand that word right there. Let me understand this word. Let me get my dictionary, and I turn, and I get a meaning in the understanding of that word so I can put it in proper context. It just takes a little bit more time to do it. But because I was able to stop being lazy and take the time to do it, Nick, it saved my life.
Yeah.
Listen, man, because I seek the kingdom of God first. He taught me how to seek stuff second. So then, because I seek God and his righteousness, then he showed me how to seek, how to become a better husband, man. How to become a better father, a better servant, a better employee, a better listener, a better doer. I learned to be better in these things because I seek God's kingdom first, and I had to stop being lazy and take my time and read and study and meditate his word, man, so I can apply these principles. These are basic principles that I needed for my life so I can tell my daughters and my wife the principle of God so I can walk this out so my daughters can have an example of what a husband's supposed to look like, what a dad's supposed to look like, so they won't make the wrong choice and choose the little Christian dude that going to Skeeter Branch all his life that don't know nothing about God. And because he's going to church all the time, they think that he must be the man.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. No, man. I had to get understanding. So doing this, I started weeding out and God started exposing all the idolatry, man, that's out there that could get you caught up. And you listed all the demons, so I started studying them demons, man. Oh, man, these boys got me. Oh, man, they done made me think that I'm supposed to have a great credit report. Well, God took my credit report away. What I was supposed to do then? That demon, God took my credit report away, and he took away all the stuff that I thought that I needed for a credit. Oh, man, nobody can tell me about credit. That's foolishness. That's idolatry, man. That's a demon, man. I don't even have time to go into all this. We don't. But please believe me. They'll do anything, man, to try to have some good credit, man, because the world don't put their mindset in bondage, man, so they don't seek after capturing the money. And listen, what do I need a $10,000 credit limit for when I got $10,000? Okay. All right. Yeah, I need my credit. I need my credit. I hear y'all. I need my credit to buy me a car one day because, you know, I don't have $20,000 to buy me a car. I need my credit so I can get me a house. Yeah, because, you know, I got to be able to get me a house, man. You got to have good credit to get a house, man. Man, you're too beneath in your thinking. That's what I'm saying. You're too beneath in your thinking. So when I realized how simple and that the Bible was, and I stopped being lazy, Nick, listen, bro. I am able to access parts of my brain spiritually that most people have never accessed before because of me taking the time to meditate, study, and read the Bible. I'm in a spiritual realm most people can't never get close to.
Yeah.
Because they're too lazy, man, because they're too lazy.
That is the
world,
that is the
word helped me to conquer that fear, man, of money. Money talks, right? Money talks. But it better not say nothing to me. I take some money and band it up and throw it in the corner somewhere, man. Dad, to say something. That's how much I hate mammon, man. I'll take his money, man, and put rubber bands around it and throw it somewhere. Man, go ahead, man.
I just wanted to make one final comment about this show today. This in addition to killing your idols and replacing your idols, understanding the presence of God and what that really is. The immediacy of the presence of God through the person of the Holy Spirit is startling. This is what Brother Frank is talking about, how the Holy Spirit shows up once you graduate into the spirit realm or the things of the spirit. Once you step outside of your carnality, step outside of your fleshly nature, you submit to the Spirit of God, and God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will walk you through the scriptures like it's a kindergarten book. This is what he's saying. I have had the same experience. Once you enter in, you can never truly leave. This is the paradox. This is the part of the game that's being played, manipulated by the people who are leading a lot of the congregations, and thinks you can come in and out of the presence of God like you come in and out of an elevator or a revolving door. The confirmation is rooted in the growth of the relationship. It's based on developing intimacy with God. Make no mistake about it, he must be pursued by you. You have to seek him diligently, and when you come into his presence, you have to know who he is, who he says he is, and that he will reward you with his presence. That's all I have to say.
My last word is this right here, man. The word of God taught me this, man. To take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. I said, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. John said to the little children, keep yourselves from idols. This is the last thing. My daughter yesterday, when I was talking to her about idolatry and telling her, you know, just giving her insight on making sure she doesn't slip up with idolatry and serving idols, so I tried to help her to understand. So I was telling her about today's show and things we're going to be talking about and stuff like that, man, just to give her some insight so she can be aware. Okay, when I was telling her that, she thought of this right here, and she said, Dad, I got to show you something because it made me think about this cartoon that I saw. So she pulled up this little cartoon on her phone, and she said, this is what you're talking about. And it's a cartoon of a guy hugging, picking up and hugging his girl for buying him a new Mercedes Benz. And as I looked at the picture, I saw that the girl had bandages over both of her eyes and one of her legs was cut off and had bandages over. This girl worshipped and wanted to please her man so bad, she gave up both of her cock eyes and her leg, one leg, for a car. That's idolatry.
Wow.
That's all I got.
Well, once again, we thank you so much for listening to Pathways to Truth Radio. Tune in every Sunday, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope you have an awesome week in the Lord. Read your word. Read it slow. Be strong, believe in yourself, and don't be afraid. Peace and blessings.